Blog Talk Radio.
What up, what up, what up? It's your boy PDP. You know, we are live. We are live in Lubbock, Texas at the Lubbock Christian High School, 2607 Dover Street, against the West Texas Outlaws versus the San Angelo Scorpions. That's right. The West Texas Outlaws versus the San Angelo Scorpions. And right now it's about 3 minutes before kickoff, but ran into a little obstacle, just like I always talk about. Adversity can either break you or you can break records. So there's no announcer for the game, so you're going to hear me announcing the game. And then during the game, I'm going to have my wife, Sabrina's going to go down on the field and interview some players. So go ahead and just bear with us for a little bit, no matter what you've done or what you've been through. Life is about making your dreams come true. And this game right here is about military appreciation. Right now we got the soldiers lining up. We got the Scorpions on one end of the end zone, the soldiers on the one end of the end zone, the referees looking like they're getting ready to do their job. We got a packed house out there tonight, you know what I'm saying? We got about three quarters. We got a nice crowd out here today. What must I say? It's a great day to be a part of West Texas Outlaws. It's a great day to be a part of Lubbock, Texas. It's a great day. You know what I'm saying? So, Ms. Woody, you got an iPad? All righty, got the soldiers taking the field. Got the Scorpions down there. Just warming up. I don't see the West Texas Outlaws. They must be waiting. You know, they trying to make their, this their last home game of the season. So, you know, them boys is pumped up. Pumped smallers on up. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, this is P. Richardson. You are live on Soar Radio. This is the West Texas Outlaws versus the San Angelo Scorpions. And coming up right now, I do got the owner, Mr. Sammy. What's up, Sammy?
Going crazy, man.
Yeah, I hear you.
Military appreciation game. Yeah. You got everything going?
Yeah, we just want to represent everybody that was, you know, in the military, all the men, all the women that served, past, present, future. We also have a swearing in going on at halftime for those guys that are going to join the Army, Navy, Air Force. Excuse me, guys, I've been running around, so I'm a little out of breath. You know, normally I like to talk. I like to say what's going on right there, you know, but I'm trying to get it. For those of y'all that aren't here that can't make it, promise you it's going to be a good game. I promise you. For those of y'all that live in the Lubbock area that can make it within the next 15, 20 minutes, you need to come out and watch this game. Not just to watch us, but to support what's going on. You know, that's the biggest thing with us is we're always doing something for the community. And I have a few players on the team that are normally that serve their military, their Army, their Navy, their Air Force. And we're doing this to also, you know, thank those guys. But I'm going to give it back to Pete. He knows what he's doing. Guys, thank y'all. God bless. Hope to hear from y'all soon.
All righty. Thank you very much, Sammy. Good luck to you guys. All right. Yeah, that was Sammy. That's the owner of the West Texas Outlaws. If you ain't got nothing, to do today, go ahead and come on in. Go ahead and come on up. Lubbock Christian High School, 2607 Dover, Lubbock, Texas. So if you're around, go and make sure you go ahead and support the little ones out there and their dreams and their goals. You know what I mean? No matter what you've done or what you've been through, life is about making your dreams come true. That'd be the change that they want. That'd be the change that we want to see. And our future lies within our the kids' future. The youth is our future. You know what I'm saying? Sorry about that. Kind of got distracted watching these little kids run up and down these stairs. We better be careful. Yeah. I got Ms. Richardson to my side.
Good afternoon, everybody. It's a beautiful day out here. We got a little mixture of that dirt in the clouds right now, but it's still nice and warm. And we got the military out here going to do a show, I believe, at the beginning. Come on out to Lubbock Christian and support the Outlaws. Back to you, Kitty.
All right, yep. Just like Ms. Richie said, it's a military word is game. I just walk up in the chair. I try to sit down in the chair. Just went straight to the bottom, drop it low, girl. And I just found out her name is Esther Dean, the girl who's in Pitch Perfect. Just found out she's the bisexual black girl in there. And come to find out, we're from the same area. She's from Tulsa, Oklahoma. I'm from Muskogee, Oklahoma. And I tweeted her and was just like, man, you giving me hope hearing you from Tulsa and I'm from Muskogee. Like, I can really make it. And she retweeted me. I was like, ooh, wait, that's a song right there. So, you know, that's the day Pitch Perfect. That's actually one of my son's favorite movies, too. He just don't know it yet. Like, he be waking up dancing and stuff. You know what I'm saying? So, and I was also talking to a friend of mine. He's a DJ for Mix 100. His name is Kaden. We were talking about how little kids are with music and everything and no one teaches a kid how to dance. You know what I'm saying? They just hear that music and they just start dancing. It's like we don't tell kids. See, when a song comes on, move like this. You know what I'm saying? It's something that they do already. You know what I'm saying? It's just like it's just crazy. It's just natural. It's just like the body was meant to hear melody and just to move. You know what I mean? So, you know, that's what me and Kaden was talking about. So if your kids out there dancing, let them dance. You know what I'm saying? But I ain't talking about the twerking and the grinding and stuff, though. You know what I'm saying? There's ways to dance and be respectful. You know what I'm talking about? Soar Radio, West Texas Outlaws versus the San Angelo Scorpions. Don't forget to go to soareveryday.listentomyradio.com. Stream some music. That's the station that keeps you going from station to station, Soul Radio. I'm the owner and creator, P. Richardson, or you can call me Petey Pete. You can hear me Monday through Wednesday on my own show. It airs at 11 o'clock. It's called Word on the Street. You can hear The Recruit by Adrian Reese on Thursdays. That's at 8 p.m., and I just got a new edition. It's got a new edition to Soul Radio. It's ran by Chris King. That's going to be Fridays at 2 o'clock, and it's called Free for All Fridays. You might hear some Lil Wayne. You might hear some Ray Charles. You might hear some Britney Spears. You might hear some Usher. I'm telling you, we the station that keeps you going from station to station. Like, so don't get it twisted when you go to the website. You know what I'm saying? And you hear a little bit of Al Green, James Brown. Now I might switch it up to some James Blunt, Sam Smith, Jay Z, Beyonce. You know what I'm saying? You know what I want. You know what I want's gonna come. You know, the Outlaws coming out. Okay, the Outlaws are walking on the sideline. You got the San Angelo Scorpions out there, out there warming up on the field, running some plays. Looks like they're gonna be running the spread. Just about everybody runs the spread nowadays. Mm-hmm.
The Scorpions came to play. They're already ready on the field.
Yeah, look like they're ready. I was walking out on the field on the sideline. It looked like they got the face paint, ready for that last home game.
I'll be back up here, though.
Yes, sirree.
So they're fighting for this thing.
Yeah, they're fighting for this one.
Not gonna be a giveaway. Who's gonna take it?
All right, got the quarterback out there. Quarterback out there, number 15. That's Charles Plinks. Straight up out of Lubbock, Texas. Went to Monterey High School. Last game, he did his thing. Oh, that's his wife right there with the Plink shirt. 15. Got his little baby. Baby by the side. That's what's up. What's up, man?
Somebody, my name and my ring.
What's up?
My name is
Marie.
What's your name?
Wayne Dickerson. All right, I got one of the outlaws up here. Yeah, like I was saying, Monday through Wednesday, word on the street with your boy PDP, also Stephen Ivy. He calls in, blesses the show. And that's another avenue, you know what I'm saying? That's just an addition to my show. I feel like everything is possible through God. Without God, we ain't nothing. You know what I'm saying? So you gotta go get it and stay humble. You know what I'm talking about? Gotta go get it and stay humble. The Outlaws breaking down their stretch, getting their stretch on. Scorpions running some plays. San Angelo got a nice little crowd over there too as well. Yeah, buddy, rolling like a big shot. Chevy tuned up like a NASCAR pit stop. Fresh paint job, check. That's the only part of the song that I know. Yes, it is. Yep, that's the spread. That's spread. No back in the backfield. Looks like it's gonna be a pretty tough little game. Let's see if that West Texas outlaw defense can hold up. See if they can hold up. Yeah, buddy. See, if I was getting ready to play right now, stretching, this is time. This is where you got to get your mind right. All of that practice you done put in, all of them sprints, just the last home game. You got your family here. It's time to show out. So now it's time. You're sitting down there stretching. You meditate. You want to think about the plays you're going to run. Think about the cadence. Now this is the time to where nothing else matters. I remember my days at the athlete, stepping between them white lines, everything. The bills go out the way. Your girlfriend getting on your nerves go out the way. Your mama go out the way. Everything, you got a clear mind. I remember listening to Michael Jordan speak one time. He says that those 2.5 hours he's out there on the court is the most peaceful 2.5 hours of his day. It's because whenever he's not playing, he felt like somebody's always trying to get something out of him. So whenever he stepped on that basketball court, though, he was free. So that's what it's like as a player. Whenever you're in between the white lines, nothing else matters. Nothing else better matter, because you're thinking about your girlfriend when that dude got putting a cleat on the middle of your chest. And like Coach Leach used to tell us, Yeah. Don't think about your fat little girlfriend. Don't think about your mom, your dad. Just go out there and think about the game. Because I tell you what, if they love you, but if you win, they'll probably love you a little more. I was like, all right, Coach Leach. I was like, yeah. See, he's always seemed to be fascinated with people's fat little girlfriend. No matter who he see you with or what, he always gonna say, "Where's your fat little girlfriend?" I'm like, "Go please. What if it was your daughter?" You know what I'm saying? Fat little girlfriend. Like, boy, he is something else. All right, we got about 9 minutes until kickoff. No matter what you've done and what you've been through, life's about making your dreams come true. This is PDP live on Soar Radio, the station that keeps you going from station to station. Make sure you go to soareveryday.listentomyradio.com. What, you working out? Put me on. Are you making a road trip? Put me on. You want to hear some sports? Put me on. Oh, you want to hear a positive message? Put me on. We got it all, baby. The station that keeps you going from station to station. That's Soar Radio. All right. Yeah, got about 8.5 minutes to kick off. 8.5 minutes. Yeah, all right. Yeah, the Scorpions look pretty good out there. No, they're not going to get too tired. This is actually what you want to be doing.
Yeah.
Like during this part of the game. So when we was playing here at Tech, man, it's like you have a game before the game. You know what I'm saying? The game is the easy part. You know what I'm saying? During this part, I remember, just imagine when we was playing at Tech, we was warming up. Man, you got all them fans right there. You got a packed house, especially you playing against OU or Texas. And you know, you're talking about living your dream. And then you got all those people watching national TV, and you out there warming up, just pow, pow. You know what I'm saying? Like, man, it just gives you goosebumps. You know what I'm saying? So you don't even get tired. You get tired. Tired should not even be in your vocabulary. I'm tired and I can't. You know what I'm saying? I'm tired and I can't. Those are some words that just do not exist to me. You know what I'm saying? They just do not exist. But yeah, we got about seven MINUTES. That's minutes if you can't spell. You know what I'm talking about? If you can't spell. Yeah. We got the officials down there. Got the Outlaws running some sprints. Yeah, buddy. We got the announcer over here, too. Let's go ahead and talk to the announcer. Get him an interview.
All right. And if you can just go ahead and introduce yourself for us.
Hi, I am Jerome Johnson. I am the announcer for the West Texas Outlaws.
How long have you been the announcer for West Texas Outlaws?
Been doing it for about 2 years now, maybe 3. Yeah.
And do you announce for anybody else?
No, I don't announce for anyone else, just the Outlaws right now.
That's that loyalty going on for 2 years.
2 years, yeah.
And how long have you been announcing? Has it been just 2 years or longer than that?
Oh, it's been much longer than that, but it's been 2 years consistent, though. You know, I've just been doing it off and on sporadically, but consistent. This has been 2 years with the Outlaws, so whenever somebody asks me, I'll do it. Yeah.
And what brought you to announcing?
Well, the head coach, Charles Gonzalez, asked me. He says, hey, I'm also a pastor. He says, hey, could you come out and do some announcing for us? And I was like, announcing? What do you mean? He said, man, you know, just kind of telling people what's going on during the game. I said, okay, cool. I can do that, man. And it's been, that's been history.
All right, so did it just come natural to you?
Well, you know, when you're a natural talker, you know, it does come natural.
I hear you. All right, well, thank you for your time, and we'll be listening to you.
All right, hang in there, all right.
All right. We got about 5 minutes to kick off. 5 minutes and 20 seconds to be exact, I'm telling you. So you kids out there that's listening, you don't have to be a millionaire to be successful. You don't have to be on TV to be successful. You don't even have to be on the radio to be successful. As long as you wake up every day and you're happy, you're successful. You know what I'm saying? The day you start doing what you want to do, and the day you start moving towards that goal, that's the day you start being successful. Don't let nobody tell you that you're not successful. Don't let nobody tell you what you can't do. You know what I'm saying? No matter what you've done and what you've been through, life is about making your dreams come true. You know what I'm talking about? You know what? You can even be on the phone. All right. I'm about to make my way down to the field. We got about 4 minutes. I don't know if it's the headphones or what.
All right, I'm about to step out of the press box now. You're gonna have to bear with me because it's gonna be a little windy. Grab this roster.
Is this window not open?
I'm not sure. We're gonna check for you. We got the kids, we got the soldiers down here. Let's go ahead and get to interview a couple soldiers. Go get some soldiers. Get some players. Look like they're ready to go. Yeah. Man, I'm telling you, it's a great day to be a West Texas Outlaw today. What's up, fellas? How y'all going? I'm Pete Richardson. Nice to meet you. All right, we'll go ahead and tell us your name.
Durant Sosa, United States Navy.
United States Navy. Awesome, man. Let the people know, man. What's it like being in the Navy?
It's good. I don't know what else to say, but it's been good.
Thanks. That's what's up. Was being a soldier something you always wanted to do, or?
Not really. It's just something that I was put in, and it's been good so far.
Oh, that's what's up, man. That's what's up. How about you, sir?
How's it going?
Tell us your name.
My name is Sergeant Davis. I'm with the United States Army.
United States Army, Sergeant Davis right there. And tell us, where you from, man?
Originally from Taos, New Mexico, believe it or not.
New Mexico. Wow. And I'm sorry, I didn't ask where you was
from. From Fort Worth, Texas.
Fort Worth, DFW. Oh, that's what's up. Dang. So, how long have you been serving?
8 years.
8 years? And you say you're a sergeant. So did that take some time, or?
Yeah, it took some time. I will be actually coming up for staff sergeant later this year, so 86.
Oh, okay. Hey, look, no matter what you've done or what you've been through, life is about making your dreams come true. Well, all right, you guys, it's really been my pleasure.
Thank you
for your service. And, let me give you guys my business card. This is Soar Radio, the station that keeps you going from station to station. I took a class assignment, and I planted it for a business. So my group kicked me out. They said I wasn't participating enough, so my teacher was like, well, now you got to come up with a non-profit yourself. So this is what came with it. So, you know what I'm saying? So I'm going to say thank you, Jesus. Well, you guys, I ain't going to waste no more of your time. It's all good. Keep doing what you're doing. All right. Let's go down and talk to the head coach. Oh, I'm sorry, Sergeant Davis. There we go. All right. Yeah, we got the officiating crew. What's up, fellas? How you guys doing? Good,
how are you?
My name is Pete Richardson with Soar Radio, the station that keeps you going from station to station. And so with person, tell us your name and where you're from.
Aaron Walden, Lubbock, Texas.
Sean Dollahan, Lubbock, Texas.
Right, two Lubbock natives. I'm a Hokie from Muskogee, but I've been here for about 7 years. Hey, I'm Lubbock. So how long have you been officiating, sir?
5 years.
5 years? And how did you get to the business?
Found out about it from a friend of mine, and showed up, and got out here and fell in love with it.
Oh, I know that's right. And how about you, sir?
Yeah, generally the same thing.
Generally the same thing?
Played a lot of football in high school. Coming out and teaching these younger kids helps.
Yeah, I know. Hey, and a lot of people don't know. I noticed it because I played in the collegiate level. Referees have to be in shape. Like, you got to take off that field, and keep running. You know what I'm saying? So today, tell us what is going to be your job today.
I'm going to be the line judge.
The line judge
on the home side.
Okay. Also, you're just making sure that nobody jump outside and stuff.
Yes, sir. Just a watcher for that, and just anything downfield, and just make sure that everybody plays clean and has a good game.
All righty. What's your responsibility right there?
I'm the back judge.
The back judge.
Yeah, basically, I'm watching all the deep pass, long run. I take it all the way to the goal line.
Oh, okay. There we go. We got the line judge and the back judge right there. Did I give you a business card, sir?
No.
Okay. There you go, right there. So radio the station to keep you going from station to station. All right, good luck to you guys, okay?
All right, let's go ahead and talk. We got two more officiators to go interview you guys. How you guys doing today? You guys doing well? My name is Pete Richardson for Restore Radio, the station that keeps you going from station to station. I'm sorry, I only got one more business card left. So, there you go. Just go to that station right there. I own it, I run it. It was a class assignment that I turned into a business. So, first off, just tell us your name.
Bill Crowder from Lubbock.
Crowder from Lubbock. How about you, sir?
James Hudson from Lubbock.
All right. You said Fletcher?
Hudson.
Oh, Hudson. Oh, okay, okay. And Mr. Hudson, how long have you been officiating?
8 years.
8 years? Okay. Man, me too.
How about you, sir?
42.
42?
Yes, sir.
That's all? Hey, that's what I'm talking about right there. All right. So tell us your responsibility today.
Well, I'm what they call a white hat referee. So,
okay, is that the boss?
That's
the boss. Oh, there we go. You clear?
I'm umpire.
You're umpire.
Yeah, I stand right in the linebacker's off line.
Oh, okay. And the linebacker, that's like you in the core.
Yep.
It's almost like the trenches.
Yep.
There we go, right there. Well, all right, you guys. You guys enjoy your game, and thank you for your interview, okay? You guys see that blind radio? That's cool radio, okay? Your radio working way. No matter what you've done, what the fans is like. Right. Yes, you play music. You play music. I give a positive message on there. And then, like, if you're working out or if you're going on a road trip, and then you also hear that you're going to hear this game on there, too, later on today. Top 100? Top 100. You might hear some Sam Smith. You might hear some James Brown. You might hear some Al Green. You might hear some Elvis. Like, we're the station that keeps you going from station to station. I'm telling you, we got everything on there. Oh, really? Okay, do you have your info? You have your info? You know what? Yeah, you can, you know what? My wife is right over there. Oh, you just, what, yeah, just email me as soon as you can. And then we'll get linked up right there, okay? All right. All right, it's time for me to let them do their job. Running in our area. All right. Outlaw just not taking the field. Here goes the roster for the Outlaws. You got number one. Jabari Parker out of Lubbock, Texas, went to First Ship High School in Eastern New Mexico. Number two, Javon Anderson, wide receiver from Lubbock, Texas, Escondido High School, and also Eastern New Mexico. We got number three, DeMar Hawkins, quarterback from Lubbock, Texas, went to Lubbock High School, went to the Panhandle State. We got number four, Raymond Rodriguez, he's a fullback. Loveland. What's up, man?
All right.
Number five, Jermaine Carr. He from Lubbock, went to Escondido High School. We got Deshaun Fitz.
Number 15.
We got number 7, Willie Norman. Number 9, Pablo Marino. Number 10, Dante Walker. Number 11, Brandon Taylor. Number 14, Aaron Fitz. Number 15, the star quarterback, Charles Clank. Number 17, Clifton Collins. Number 18, Daytron Allen. Number 20, Marquise Johnson. Number 22, Wayne Dickerson. Number 23, Billy Scott. Number 24, Xavier Essex. Number 25, Adidas. Adidas Moe. We got number 26, Kendrick Williams. Number 27, Slade McCarty. Number 28, Waxy Homer. Number 31, Ryan Cowell. Number 32, Matthew Villain. Number 33, Clay Willoughby. Number 36, Alton White. Number 38, Larry Sykes. Number 42, Kenan Shaw. Number 45, Corey Nichols. Number 52, Jamar Keith Willard. Number 54, Chase Williams. Number 55, Corey Walker. Number 56, Sam Soto. Number 57, Michael Holly. Number 59, Ruben Jimenez. Number 61, Nathan Johnson. Number 70, Nelson Pearson. Number 72, Darrell Perry. Number 75, Winston Lehman. Number 76, Derek Bell. Number 77, Damian Robertson. Number 78, Tron Castillo III. Let's get it popping. All right. Coming up. What's up, Big Mo?
What's up, man? Big Mo, man. You want to say something?
What you got the offense looking like today, man?
Hey, we're just going to, you know, try to beat them down in the run game and then hit them over the top and score some touchdowns.
Okay. That sounds like a good game plan to me. They hit them with that play action. I hear you. One more question, man. What was it that Pacquiao Mayweather fight? I was expecting to see you at Julian's. I didn't see you over there, man.
See what had happened was another fight.
So you,
hey, but the next one, if there ever be one, I'll be there.
So you still the same. All right, we got the head coach right here. Coach, you want to say something?
Hello, everybody. How y'all doing out there? Radio land, computer land,
technology land. Technology, the digital land. Yeah, that's a digital land. All right, man. You good? Well, he seems like this is the last home game. You can't really mess with Coach before the game. You ain't messing with Coach before the game. You're not live on Soar Radio. Keep it locked. Soar every day, now listen to my radio.com. Don't forget, Monday through Wednesday at 11 o'clock, Word on the Street with Petey Pete and Steve and Ivy. Thursdays at 8 p.m., The Recruit with Adrian Reese. And also Fridays at 2 o'clock, Free for All Friday with Chris King. That's how we doing it on Soar Radio. All right. Now it's time. Now we just not shaking hands? Shaking hands? All right. Let's see. The West Texas Outlaws will be receiving. They will be receiving. Let's go. All right. Now, man, like I said, all that hard work, all that blood, sweat, and tears, it all boils down to this. It all boils down to this game. This is the last home game. Yes, sir. Let's get it. Good luck out there, 1-5.
Yeah, let's get it.
All right. Let's go. We got this. This is football. It's America's sport, right behind baseball. To me, I think it's America's favorite sport. You know, that's the only time you can hit somebody and not get in trouble. You know what I'm saying? It's the only time you can hit somebody and not get in trouble. Yeah. It's what you call control violence. Just hit them. You can be mad as you want. Hit somebody as hard as you want. You're not getting trouble. Whistle blow. Then there is a no go. You know what I'm saying? There is a no go. So, yeah, here in a few minutes, we're going to go ahead and get that kickoff. Go ahead and get that kickoff. Now we're about to do the national anthem. Alright, that's what I'm playing from the commentary. Also a pastor too as well. Yeah, we're live at the Lubbock Christian High School. 2607 Dover Street. Lubbock Christian High School. We are here in the very back at the field. It's a great day to be a part of Lubbock. It's a great day to be alive. Just to be alive. It's a great day to be alive. I mean, it's a great day to be alive. Got the military about to do that thing, about to present the Texas and the American flag. All right. Let's see. I believe you're the head coach of the Christian, right? All right. You want to say something to the radio? Because you're allowing us to be on your field, right?
Coming from here.
There we go. Just go ahead and tell us your name.
My name's Pete Stone.
Pete Stone, yeah, that's right, Pete and Pete. Yeah, this is the head coach for the Love of Christian High School football team.
Tell us, how long have you been coaching, Mr. Stone?
This is my 12th year here coaching at Love of Christian. It's my third year. I'm going on my 3rd year as the head football coach.
Oh, okay, okay. Well, has coaching been a dream of yours?
Yeah, it's something, and I'm an ex-military guy, but, you know, it allows me to be something, part of something bigger than myself, work with kids, and I teach them leadership skills in the game, so I enjoy it a lot.
Oh, okay, okay. That's what's up with that. Me, personally, like, I've been playing football my whole life, but coaching was something that I was always scared to do, you know what I'm saying? Because they always said something about, like, job security and stuff. But now, if I could do it all over again, like, I'd still be doing radio, but I think I would have went ahead and made that decision to be a coach.
Yeah, absolutely. It's very rewarding.
Yeah. Oh, now we got the national anthem. Sorry about that, you guys. And whoop, there it is. Well, all right, Mr. Thomas, it's been my pleasure talking to you.
All right, thank you.
All right. All right, yeah. Let's get it going. Let's go. Soar Radio. Soar Radio. Soar every day. Listen to my radio.com. Let's soar every day. Listen to my radio.com. All right, next coming up will be the kickoff. That's some scorpions. Them scorpions sound like they're ready to go over there. All right, coming up, we got the receiving team about to take the field. Let's go. I feel like suiting up. Coach, put me in. Put me in, coach. All right. Back receiving the kick, we got number 2, Javon Anderson, wide receiver out of Lubbock, Texas. Also, we got number 36. We got number 36 about to back there for the kick. That's Alton White. Alton White, running back out of Lubbock, Texas. Went to Estacado. We got a pretty nice wind out here. It's real windy, so you got to bear with us out there. You know what I'm saying? All right, the Scorpions are set to kick off. Okay, also back to prepare the kick, we got number 11, Brandon Taylor. Brandon Taylor's a free safety out of Leveland, Texas. Alright. Oh, look like the ball just fell over. I thought it was just windy out there.
it is friendly. Oh, yes, it is. Oh, 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 yeah.
All right, there goes the kickoff. Uh-oh, okay, looks like number two, we ain't got the ball. He makes one little miss. Oh, he's going to go to bed. Oh, yeah.
He is tackled. All right.
Looks like there was a game of five. All right, the Westchester Outlaws, number 15, Charles Cranks from the Westchester Outlaws, going ahead and taking the field. All right. First down, West Texas Outlaws. First offensive play of the game. All right. Let's go. All right. Here goes the first play from scrimmage. Charles Franklin looks like they're in the pistol formation. Here goes the first now. Oh, my. All right. You got 36 off and white around the right corner for about a gain of 7. All right. That was a pretty good run by Alton White. All right. Looks like about 2nd and 4. All right, we're in the pistol formation. Two receivers to the left, two receivers to the right. Running backs behind the quarterback. Charles Franks is in the shotgun position. There goes the snap. White is tackled for a loss. White is tackled for a loss of 3. All right, looks like we got 3rd and long for the Outlaw. Looks like we're in the same formation. Two receivers to the right, two receivers to the left. Running backs behind the quarterback. Franks in the shotgun position. There goes the snap. Oh, incomplete pass. Intended for number 2, Javon Anderson. Brings up 4th down. Looks like we might get our first punt for the day. All right, it's like we set up the punt. Okay, it looks like it's a little bad snap. Oh, there goes the punt off. Probably receives it back there. Oh, it goes over his head. Number 14 got the ball. Oh, there we go. Scorpions are all, oh, makes one dude fumble. Oh, the Scorpions recovered it. All right, taking the defense, we do got the West Texas Outlaws defense going up against the San Angelo Scorpions offense. All right. All right, Scorpions taking the field. All right, we have quarterback number 15. Two receivers to the left, two receivers to the right, one by the back. All right, now they look good warming up. All right, got the running back number 8, the ball. Oh, looks like he rumbles for about a gain of 7 yards. Rumbles about a gain of 7. I'm number 8 for the San Angelo Scorpions. Looks like it's about 2nd and 3. All
All right. All right, squad brings back in the huddle. Two receivers to the right, two receivers to the left, one running back. Shotgun formation. Waiting to snap. Oh, he hands it off to number 8 again. Oh, he busts up the hole. Looks like gain of 3 yards. Number 8, looks like a Jerome Bettis out there. Now we got second and short. Might be. Oh, that's first down. Up, down, they moving the chains. Moving the chains. First down, San Angelo Scorpions. All right, Scorpions break down. So two receivers to the right, two receivers to the left, one running back. Quarterback is awaiting the snap. All right. Play action. Are they throwing deep? Oh, no, we came down. Number 81, Josh Bach. Broke out by number 15, Charles Plank. Great break on the ball, Mr. Plank. Great break on the ball. All right. Second down. Second and 10. This Texas Outlaw defense held them strong out there. Only gave up one first down so far. Scorpions is breaking the huddle. Got two receivers to the right, two receivers to the left, one running back to the quarterback's right. And the shotgun formation. There goes the snaps. Oh, we got a bubble pass to number 84 for the Scorpions. Oh, he turns the corner. Oh, he is taken down. He is taken down by number two, Javon Anderson. Looks like that was a gain of 7 yards. Looks like it'll be third short. All right. Tackle made by number 11, Brandon Taylor. Great job, touchdown saving tackle by Mr. Taylor. All right. Scorpions is now breaking the huddle, two receivers to the right. Well, three receivers to the right, one running back to the quarterback's right, one receiver to the left. All right, number 15. There we go, the waiting snaps. Oh, he hands the ball off to number 9. Oh, there he is around the left. Oh, he took that to the cell. Touchdown, Scorpion. Oh, man, that's not good. Scorpion scoring that opening drive. By number 9, around the left corner. Looks like they set off and kick a field goal. Yeah. But I probably should not. I'm gonna make it at home. All right, number 5 looks like he's about to get up and kick the field goal for the San Antonio. Oh, it's stuck! All right, now it's time for that West Texas Outlaw offense to go ahead and West Texas Outlaw offense to come in and take the field for the second time. I believe they went on the 3 and out the first 3, so they're going to come ahead and try to redeem themselves. All right, don't forget to go to soaryeveryday.com.
listen to myradio.com. That's the station that keeps you going from station to station. It's your radio. All right. Kickoff return team is out there. All right. Corey Walker right here on the part of the kickoff return team. Got to receive the kick. We do got number 18. Dejon Allen got to return the kick. I think he got here a little late, but hey, that's how long as long as he is here. As long as he is here. You got the scorpion. Scorpion's about to kick the ball off. Alright, number 5. There he is with the kickoff. There we go, number 2. Number 2 with the ball. Next one to the middle. Oh, there he is. Von Anderson with the kickoff return. Oh, he's actually down for a tackle for a loss. That's a loss. Coming up, we just got 30 long coming up. Facing the third along. You know, the quarterback's going to look for something over the middle. You know what I'm saying? All right, they are not breaking up.
All right, that was the end of the timeout. Our offense looks like they're ready to move that ball. Charles Plains is actually under the center of the panel. Waiting to snap, two is in operation, gives it off. Oh, where's the right up the nose? Right up the gut. That's what I'm talking about. Hard nose football. Hard nose football. Number 28. Waxy Homer with a nice little game. Oh, there's a flag on the play. To the strong side.
All right.
Charles Plank takes the snap. Oh, he hands it off again. Hands it off to 28. Again, Mr. Roxy Homer.
After the timeout.
Pass was deflected off of the helmet, one of the Scorpion players, and caught by number 55 of the Scorpions.
They're wearing their no joke here.
We were going to, yeah, no. They said it wasn't supposed to rain, but they didn't tell us the wind was going to rain.
Right?
Yeah. Hey, you got your card again, man. I'm sorry.
No, I actually gave away all my cards.
Down by number 22, Wayne Dickerson.
All right, that's Scorpion Day. Listen to my radio.com.
Looks like the Scorpion is down in the red zone. Headed off to number 8. Goes up the middle. Oh, he's tackled for about just a couple of yards. Yeah.
Second down.
Second down. Sweet. All right.
Yes, you family members at home, fans. Tell them to listen to Soar Radio at soareveryday.listentomyradio.com.
Yeah, buddy, that's it. I appreciate that. Yeah. All right, there's like this little Scorpion back in the huddle. 3 receivers to the left, 1 receiver to the right. We're running back to the right. Number 15 awaiting that snap. All right, snap. Oh, he takes it. Oh, it's a reversal. Number 84. He turns the corner. Oh, almost brought down. Oh, he is swarmed by the West Texas Outlaw defense. There we go.
Well, no game. Third down.
Yeah, then third down. Just third down by what, 6?
Third down.
Yeah. Yeah. Right, I know that's how it threw me off too.
They put him on this side.
Yeah. All right, the Scorpion's back in the huddle. 2 receivers to the right and to the left. 1 running back to the right. 15 takes snaps. Oh, he hands it off to number 9. Oh, he makes a couple dudes miss. That dude is pretty good, I'm telling you. He scored that first touchdown. He's actually brought down. He's brought down by West Texas Outlaws. Number 76, Big Derek Bell from Austin, Texas. That is 4th down. We know where all... I think we know what's about to come here. You just hand it to number 9 and watch him shine. All right. West Texas Outlaws, they're actually down 0-6. They got the field goal. Okay, here we go. West Texas Outlaws offense breaks the huddle. 2 receivers to the right, 2 receivers to the left. Number 9 is actually to number 15's left. He's awaiting the snap. There it is. Oh, he's going to drop back and pass. Oh, okay. He's down on the middle to number 7. Touchdown. Touchdown to Angelo Scorpion. That will make score 13-0. That's 2 touchdowns in the first quarter for the Scorpions. Given up, by the way, Texas Outlaw defense. All right. Okay, right now, what I'm thinking right now, if I'm now lost, I'm thinking we still got a whole lot of game to play. It's only the first quarter. Oh, this looks like 12-0. It looks like they're going to go for 2. 2 receivers to the right and to the left. Number 9 is to the left. He hands 15 hands ball off to number 9. He is... did not get in. Just a fence. Just a fence. All right.
Come on, make some noise for that
untested defense. Yeah, there we go. All right, we got to pump these boys up, man. We'll pump that defense, and let that defense get out there. Now, I remember playing, like, out there, like, whenever it's, might be hot like this, and sometimes, yeah. Like, you look for inspiration anywhere you can get it. Everywhere. All right, looks like the Scorpions are set off for the kickoff. The West Texas Outlaws kickoff return team is about to get ready.
18.
All right. Getting ready to catch it. Yeah, number 8. You got who's back there? Number 18.
Yeah.
Number 18, Daytron Allen. He's a speedster too. He's one of those speed guys. Then you got number 36, Alton White.
Jadon Henderson, 18, Patron Elliott,
number 36.
36, Alton White.
It's just so great. So if I'm out there, if I'm out part of the kickoff return team, what I'm thinking right now is I'm trying to make something happen, put a little spark to my team. Oh, it looks like a little clip kick. flip kick, okay. Oh, chop block by the Scorpions. So they came ready to play today, and a little dirty if they had to. Is that, no. So, ball carried by number 20, Marquise Johnson, out of Dallas, Texas. All right, let's talk about our offense. Back in the huddle, the Scorpions. The Scorpion defense is out there waiting on them. And that Scorpion defense be getting it to them, though. They say they ready to play. They get their mind right on that car ride down here. All right, I'll take the line. Charles Plank looks like in the shotgun. Two receivers to the right, no receivers to the left. Two backs in the backfield awaiting the snap. Oh, there goes the snap. He drops down the front pass to number 17. He catches the ball. There it is. There you go, number 17. Clifton Collins. Out of O.D. Wyatt High School.
Ball complete.
All right. Second down and two. That was an 8-yard game, by the way, Texas Outlaws. Coming into the game, looks like we got number 10, Dante Walker. All right. All right, West Texas Outlaws back in the huddle. This is how we got three receivers to the left, one receiver to the right. We got number 18 down here to the right. You got a speecher. We got to look out for Mr. Dontron. Oh, there's a handoff to number 36 with the first down.
Handoff to number 36,
Outtown
White.
Outtown White. There we go.
There we go.
First down. All right. Charles Plank's getting ready to get his team ready. Getting ready to break the huddle. Also, if I'm the player right now too, I want the ball. If I'm on offense, I want the ball. I'm ready to make something happen. But that's just me. Some people don't want the ball. Looks like we got a timeout.
Well, that's what it is now. First quarter with the Outlaws 0, Scorpions 12.
All righty. Yep. You heard it. That's the end of the first quarter. We'll be back at you with the second one. All right, that's how we got it. End of that timeout. And for you guys, another game of football. At the end of each quarter, the team is going the one direction, you switch directions. So that's the way we make it evil. I mean, not evil, but even. Even. Oh, man. All right, Mr. Place got two receivers to the left, two back to the backfield, still in the shotgun, the way you snap. There goes the snap. Oh, he rolls to the left.
Oh, man, he should have gone. Guess what? Number 28. Waxy Omer. Pass is incomplete. Bring it second down. For the Outlaws.
For the Outlaws.
J.J. Johnson. Jamie Sanchez. David Cantu.
Yeah, David Cantu. What's the story about David in the Bible?
The David Cantu. Oh, you're talking about when kids lie?
Yeah. David and Goliath. Yeah, that's it. Yeah. All right. We got Charles Plank just breaking the huddle. Two receivers to the left, two receivers to the right. One running back in the backfield. Two is left. He's awaiting a snap. All right. He faces. Oh, one dude to beat. One dude to beat. Oh, he ain't going to beat him. Oh, but he throws the ball. So that's an incomplete. Oh. Oh. Got it for a pitch on the ground. I was waiting on that. I mean,
no receiver
anywhere near.
Looked like it might be pitching on the ground now.
That was good hustle by Mr. Blanks,
but he just couldn't quite
get away.
what's that song? Give it away, give it away, give it away. Hey, now.
Give it away.
It's your age, man.
I'm older than I look.
Don't
lie.
It's been a whole lot on me.
Yeah, they all of them still discussing the attentional ground in college, right?
Mm-hmm.
Through all four referees, I would say average to about, you got two out there that been referee for 8 years. The main referee said he's been a referee in for 43 years. And also say he has a record label. He's going to send me some music, too. So, yeah, so we're going to do it with the white hat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's funny.
What's his name?
Yeah. Yeah, he told me his name, but it's not on the top of my head right now.
Man.
Yeah. It looks like Coach Charles, the head coach, is having some words with the referees out there. I'm like, just imagine the stress level of being a coach. You know, you got to oversee everything. Make sure your players, you're getting the best out of your players. Make sure everyone's healthy. Make sure make sure you got the right play call. And then also, you got to make sure the officiating is done well, too, as well.
Ladies and gentlemen, the West Texas Outlaw staff, the owner of Sammy Canale, general manager, Shannon Cross, head coach Charles Tingler, and Riley, defensive coordinator, player personnel, Bold Chief, defensive coordinator, Manuel Gonzalez, team manager, Joseph Gonzalez, family staff crew, Jonathan Rodney, internet radio, SOAR Radio, public relations, Lasagna McQuillan. Today's announcer, yours truly, J.J. Johnson. Team Texas, Tommy Blair.
Yeah, buddy. Take a picture of that for me. So we can get sore right there. On take a picture of that. So you can see the words right there. All right, okay, there goes the snap. Charles Payne drops back the pass. Oh, he rolls up, makes one dude miss. Rolls around the left, throws it off. Oh, number 28 just could not get there.
Waxahoma.
There we go. Yeah, then we got fourth in the mile. Yeah, we got fourth in the mile. Looks like we might be bringing in the punt unit.
Hey, that's some of my brothers from the Navy.
You know what?
Another mother.
You know what, Miss Richardson? Go ahead and see Miss Plank, Charles's wife right there. Go ahead and interview her.
All right. But we work in the Navy.
We're gonna rain check that.
Okay.
All right, it's like the punt. We got the punt.
Bad snap.
Oh, he got away. He turned that into the slump. He fell off. It's the punter. And he gets the first down. He got the first down. Number 11. There we go. There we go. Yeah, turn the fumble punt into the first down. That's better than the fake punt. That's better than the fake punt. Now that's giving the Outlaws some spark right now. Now the
come on, Outlaws fans, put your hands together, make some noise for your respective Outlaws. First down.
Yeah, there we go. First down, West Texas Outlaws.
Yes, sir, man. I
should
say, bring me a chicken
sandwich
or something.
I know, right? I can always go for some chicken.
Yeah, man, tell me I couldn't eat up here last time.
Yeah, you bought a bucket of chicken.
I bought that. Yeah, I should have. I was running for 2 reasons. I was running late.
And then they were serving the chicken. Man, I moved in with my uncle about a couple years ago. Man, every day he went to church's chicken.
Oh, man.
Like he forgot he went the day before. I'm good. All righty, yeah, Miss Richardson's going to go ask Miss Plank if she wants to get in. She'll be right back.
Did y'all give me a business card, man?
Oh, okay. Yeah, I gave them all to the referees. I got to bring some more. This is the last home game. Up this side, Charles is up under the tunnel. One receiver to the right, one receiver to the left. Takes the snap, does the play action pass, rolls around to the right. Makes one to a miss. He turns the corner. He's making throws. Oh, incomplete.
That's incomplete.
Yeah, and that's for number 17, Clifton Collins.
Good for the tattoos, huh? Yes, he can't see my tattoo. All right. Looks like the West Texas Outlaws back in the huddle. Two receivers to the left, one receiver to the right. Running back in the backfield. Places up under the center. There he goes. Jumps back to pass. 5-step drop. Oh, he's left. Oh, it is incomplete. Intended for number 10.
Dante.
Yeah, Walker. All right.
Brings up fourth down and nine.
Don't mean I'm a statue.
You want to go by the position stand, buy yourself something refreshing as you watch the game.
All right. All right, yeah, looks like they got a... Well, looks like we got another timeout.
Remind you of our sponsor, West Texas Color, supplying your automotive paint and body supplies since 1996. We want to thank Mr. Roland Boswell for making our game secure. Thank Matador Motors, your premier pre-owned car dealership. Also, 901 34th Street. Financing or buy here, pay here. Bad credit, no credit. Approvals will be accepted. Sell or trade your vehicle and drive away from Matador Motors today. Scoggin Dickey Parts, serving the world. Since 1929, All-Star and Lincoln Chevrolet Buicks, one-stop shop, second largest purchaser of GM parts in the U.S. and Canada.
All righty, those are our West Texas Outlaw sponsors. Shout out to them. Keep doing what you're doing. But I don't understand when people say bad credit, no credit. What does that actually mean?
Bad credit is what you done purchased something and didn't pay for it, so your credit gets bad. No credit, you didn't buy nothing.
You put everything on cash, you ain't got no credit. And that's actually worse than bad credit.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Everywhere I go, they always tell me no.
I go on the call out and they call the security guard telling me I just want to get out.
Oh, man. Yeah, but it's all good, though. You know what I'm saying? All right.
We'd like to take this time to thank our men and women in the service and their sacrifice to give us the freedom and the safety that we enjoy today.
All right.
Y'all doing something on this campaign?
All right. Plane dropped back to pass. Oh, he's scrambling, trying to get away from Scorpion's defense. Has to throw it away. Yeah, we're actually coming up to the conclusion of the show. We're only going to be live for about 11 more minutes. 11 more minutes.
Is that
it? Yeah. That's our two-hour mark. We started at 3:30. So 5:30. Yes, sir. You want to say something, Mr. Bell?
Yes, I want to say something.
All right. There we go.
You know I always want to say something. But on a serious note, I just want to say, all listeners out there in the internet world, I just want to say thank you for listening to the West Texas Outlaws Radio. Just want to say, you know, thank you to the men and women who serve our country, past, present, and future. Just want to say, continue to listen. He's doing a great job. Continue to listen. Maybe 16th season with Texas Outlaws. We'll be on the radio again. We'll be doing other things throughout the, you know, year throughout with the, you know, schools in the community, car washes, listen in. Anyone who has kids, anyone interested in joining the team, you know, please get a hold of the West Texas Outlaws. We have a blog, we have a Twitter, we have Facebook. Our website should be up soon. You can get on there to have contact numbers or Twitter to get a hold of. Maurice Taylor runs our Facebook. He's been great at it. If you have any problems or you just want to know anything about the Outlaws or what our next community service will be held, our next game, contact Mo Taylor, Maurice Taylor. You know, these guys have been doing a great job coming out here and doing things with the Outlaws. He was originally supposed to be a coach. I'm not sure what happened there, guys. But he's doing a great job with him and his wife. It's a family-oriented, you know, radio station. JJ, quit looking at me like that, JJ. JJ's our announcer, guys. He's been doing a great job for the past 2 years. We love him to death. He's always been here on time except for today. But no, guys, on a serious note, thank y'all for listening. Soul Radio, thanks y'all for listening. The West Texas Outlaws, thank y'all for listening. Sam Canales, thanks y'all for listening. Like I said, y'all have a great day. Be blessed. And thank y'all.
There we go, right there. There's on them. Sam Gonzalez in the house. There we go. All right. All right. Looks like we got to put it down. Yeah, all right. Oh, hopefully he's not he's with his grandma down there, probably down there dancing. All right. All right, you go.
What's up, man?
Not much. All right. Well, yep. That's the end of it right there, you guys. I'm going to go ahead and cut it off while the player's down. Hopefully, he gets back up. There's 10 minutes left to go in the second quarter. This is this time of the day where I tell you, no matter what you've done and what you've been through, life is about making your dreams come true. You now have witnessed West Texas Outlaws versus the San Angelo Scorpions. Right now, the score is 12-0 with the Scorpions, but we're going to tell the Outlaws to keep fighting. We're going to come back, you know what I'm saying? So whatever you do, no matter what you've done, what you've been through, it's about making your dreams come true. Go to soaringeveryday.listentomyradio.com. We got old school, new school, hip-hop, country, everything. You know what I'm saying? Hear me Monday through Wednesday at 11 o'clock for Word on the Street. Thursdays at 8 p.m., The Recruit with Adrian Reese, Fridays, Free for All Fridays with Chris King. But that's how it's going to get down on Soul Radio. Everybody stay blessed and stay real. That's how we doing it. 50 people, Soul Radio. Peace.